Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise, Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye've crucified, both Lord and Christ. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, we are so concerned that we should be in touch with Thee and that Thou shouldst be speaking to us, that we should hear from Thee, that we should not turn the wheels of a church, but that we should hear from Thee, that we should feel Thy pulsations, that Thou should show Thyself to us, that we should feel the powers of the world to come even now within us, and that Thy presence should be so obviously here that we'll sense it deeply. God, help us now. Lord, Thou knowest everything, and Thou knowest us. Thou knowest, Lord, Thy poor servant who will speak, unworthy to declare that which the apostles declared, but eagerly desirous, nevertheless, of telling the same truth and making the same proclamation. And therefore we pray, let there be that shed forth which was shed forth then at Pentecost. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Now, I said this morning, and I'll repeat just a few lines of what I said this morning, that the witness of Peter here and of those first Christians was a very simple one. It was simply that one of our own people whom we know has been approved of God and is at the right hand of God now with full authority, and we're believing in him and going forth in his name. They said, in effect, that this man whom we know, this one whom we know where he was born, we know where he lived, we know who his parents were, who his mother was, and who his supposed father was, we know about it. And this one of our race has succeeded and has done what all religious men have dreamed of doing but have never succeeded. He has entered the awful presence from which Adam was expelled, and he has seen the terrible light. He has seen the face of the Almighty God, the Father everlasting, and the proof of it all is Pentecost. He has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Therefore, they said, we have a brother in paradise. And I want to talk about the humanity of Jesus then and say that we have a brother in paradise. He said he is not ashamed to be called, to call us brethren. It tells us that in Hebrews 2. But I have heard someone say that we never ought to refer to Jesus as our brother. But Jesus referred to us as his brethren. Now, I don't kill easily. And when somebody frowns me down and says, never, never say brother to Jesus. Never call him your brother. I am not going to die easily. I'm not so vulnerable. I want to do a little thinking and praying on my own. And so I reason it like this. See how it sounds. If he said we were his brethren, then is he not ours? If a man comes up to me and says, my name is Jim, and this is John, my brother. I don't say to John, how do you do, John? What relation are you to Jim? He's just told me. He said, this is my brother, John. So if John is Jim's brother, Jim is John's brother. Now, is that sensible, or do we have to go to the Greek to find out about this? If that isn't reasonable, I don't know what is. And if Jesus, our Lord, looked upon his disciples and said, ye are my brothers, then why can't we look upon him and say, he is our brother? He certainly is our brother. And therefore, let's not be frowned down by those who say, don't call Jesus our brother. You know what we sing in John Newton's old song that says, dear name, the rock on which I build my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. Jesus, my shepherd, brother, friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. So if he believed it, I think he was scriptural in it, and I don't hesitate to say that Jesus Christ is our brother. He's one of us. Now, if we could keep that in mind, he's not a ghost, he's not an angel, he is not the distilled essence of something. He is a man who was born of a woman and nursed at a woman's breast and cut his teeth and cried at night and had to have his parents get up and rock him. And when he got big enough, he walked the floor and he learned to talk and said, da-da, and then grew to be a long-legged boy, then grew on up to be a strong man up to his teens and became a man, strong man, and at 33 years of age was crucified for us, a man. All that you went through as a man, he went through. So he is a man. Now, the human race is known throughout all paradise and greatly honored there. And the angels kneel at the feet of a man and are sent to minister to his brethren, his brethren. Another song that we sing is, Christ to heaven is gone before, in the body here he bore. He that as our brother died is our brother glorified. All the angels wondering, own, tis our nature on the throne. You don't sing songs like that anymore, but that's there, and it's in an old hymn book which I have, gotten together by A.J. Gordon, great friend of Dr. Simpson's and a great Baptist preacher and the founder of Gordon College and Seminary. Well, he is there, and we're greatly honored there because one of our numbers there. If I had a brother who was in the White House, or if you had a brother who was an outstanding statesman in Ottawa, you wouldn't be ashamed. You'd be proud of the fact. You'd be glad of it. And we have a brother who has won his way through. He hath prevailed and gone through and entered in behind the terrible light and is looking upon the face and has gone back of that sword, that flaming sword that shut out the race. He's gone back behind that into the presence of God, and he's there for us.